For KUAR News, I'm Malcolm Glover. Over the next few weeks, colleges and universities across Arkansas will host commencement ceremonies to celebrate the academic achievements of graduates. This Saturday, one private two-year college in North Little Rock will have its first official graduate in nearly 15 years. Cedric Hawkins has a long history with Shorter College.
My grandmother went to school here. My mother went to school here, and also my father. So I figured that I could follow the family tradition.
Hawkins says Shorter College is his heart. In the past, he worked at the college, but the long road to graduation was not easy. A major accident in 2007 made him reassess his goals.
I got hit by a car, and it broke both my legs, and I was sitting at home thinking, Lord, I'm getting ready to get on disability, and you know I like to work. So what other challenge do you have for me? And he told me school.
But thoughts of returning to school proved to be a battle at first for Hawkins. He had to find balance in his life, because being married, having to take care of his father, and completing schoolwork takes a lot of effort.
I've had the thought that these young people are not smarter than I am. But as the time grew on, I went on and registered, and I have had a great time here at Shorter.
Shorter College is an historically black liberal arts college in North Little Rock that was founded in 1886 by the African Methodist Episcopal Church and the Sons and Daughters of Slaves. The college fell on hard times near the end of the 1990s due to poor leadership and financial struggles. Dr. Jerome Green is the current president of Shorter College. He's held that post since July 2012.
When I arrived at Shorter, it was virtually a ghost town. There was a skeleton crew here for a staff. There were no permanent teachers. I asked the board how many students were enrolled in the college, and they said between two or maybe four.
Green said he had a lot of work to do and assembled a team to rebuild the college's academic rigor and administrative capabilities. After launching a comprehensive advertising campaign, Shorter College now has 236 registered students in less than 1 year. President Green says the college strives to uplift people and help them fulfill their purpose, regardless of socioeconomic status.
I think I'm safe to say that by the time a student graduates, we have gotten into their head that you gotta be competent, you gotta have character, that you gotta have culture and not be culture bound, that you got to understand and embrace citizenship so that you can participate in this community.
Though Shorter College had some commencement activities in the recent past, which mostly bestowed honorary degrees, the institution's last official graduation was in 1998. That will all change Saturday when Cedric Hawkins crosses the stage and receives an associate degree.
Shorter and myself, it's just like the phoenix. You know, they flies gracefully through the course of 100 years. The phoenix stands up in its nest and it burns. Then the ashes regenerate. That's what Shorter have done, been reborn again, just like I have. I feel like I've been better now than I was in the past.
55-year-old Cedric Hawkins says he overcame his fears, continued his education, and is now expected to graduate with a 3.7 grade point average. The work continues for Cedric Hawkins. He hopes to attend Little Rock's Philander Smith College in the fall for business administration. After that, he wants to get a master's degree. For KUAR News, I'm Malcolm Glover.